The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Murray's going to inbound it, and he'll give it to Waller. Waller starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. The drive by Ryan takes it off glass, and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney High Bearcats welcome in the Grand Island Islanders. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Miller South down by one, gets it up on the right side. Penetration here by Navity, and blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground, it's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
It's a rematch from 2 weeks ago. The Bearcat girls will go for a season sweep, while the Bearcat boys will look to reverse their overtime defeat to Grand Island on a throwback night. It's the Islanders and Bearcats coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High School. As for the last time in this facility, the Islanders coming to town to take on the Bearcats in one of the great rivalries here in central Nebraska. These two teams who traditionally get together twice a year, one at each location. Well, next year, the schedule makers have chosen to only have one game. It will be in Grand Island. So 2 years from now, when Kearney High will host the Islanders again, it'll be at a new high school. So for the last time in this great old barn, the Bearcats will be playing host to Grand Island Senior High. And boy, we have a tough act to follow. Not only the girls game that went to overtime between these two schools just a little bit ago, won by Kearney High 47-41 right here on ESPN Radio, but also following up a game that they played 13 days ago in Grand Island in their old gym. Not a lot of scoring. We went to overtime tied at 32, but these two teams battling, and I do mean battling, going into that extra period before the Islanders were able to win it in that extra period, 41-34. The Islanders have won four of their last five games. They've won three in a row, starting with that win against Kearney. And really, since Christmas, they've been a very strong basketball team. They lost. Their losses have been by three in the Heartland Athletic Conference tournament to Lincoln Northeast. They lost by one in that same tournament to Fremont. They traveled to Norfolk, who's still undefeated on the year, and lost by only four. They had kind of an anomaly where they lost to North Platte during that stretch right before they played Kearney High. But since then, they've won all those other games, four of the last five, three in a row. So they have played very, very good basketball. For Kearney High, they come in at 6-9 on the season, still trying to get the taste of that loss that they had to the Islanders out of their mouth. Then they lost at Lincoln East 6 days later in overtime. In fact, the Bearcats are on pace, really, to set a new Class A record for most overtime games in a season. They played five overtimes. If they have one more, they would then tie the record. Who knows, maybe that'll come here tonight. But the Bearcats played pretty well at home against Creighton Prep last Saturday night. But Prep did come away with a 13-point win. They lost in overtime to East. They lost to overtime at Grand Island. So right now, Kearney High has lost four of the last five games. No better way to pull themselves out of that slump than to come away with a win here tonight against their arch rivals from Grand Island. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark at Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back to the starters right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Islanders, and they're going to be led by Pierce Allman, a 6'1 senior that will be playing next year for UNK. Allman is averaging 17.1 points per ball game. Tanner Shuck is a 6'2 senior. He's averaging 13.3 points, 4.6 rebounds a game. Jay Jeffries is averaging 2.6 points, 2.3 rebounds. He's 6'4 and a senior. Casey Burnham is 5'8, only a freshman. Burnham played very well against Kearney High. In fact, hit a three-pointer that really turned the tide in that overtime period. Burnham is averaging 2.1 points and two rebounds a ball game. And the big man in the middle is Joel Beal, a 6'8 senior. Beal is averaging 9.1 points, 3.1 rebounds, and about three blocks per ball game. He had twice that against Kearney High 13 days ago in Grand Island. Now for the Bearcats. They're 6-9 on the season. Their starters are the usual starters. Austin Mishew, the 6'2 junior, who's averaging 3.4 points and 3.3 rebounds a game. Jake Waller, also a junior. He is 6'1. He's averaging 10.7 points a game. He's a leading scorer for Kearney High, and he's averaging about 3.3 rebounds. Trevor Weibarger, the 6'3 senior, is averaging 6.6 points a ball game and 1.3 rebounds. Peyton Pocock has been battling the flu this week, did make it to school today so he can play. He is a 6'1 senior, and he's averaging 7.1 points and 4.3 rebounds a game. He was instrumental in shutting down or slowing down Allman the first time they got together 13 days ago. And rounding out the starting lineup here for Kearney High is the Ohio football recruit, Brian Arp, who is averaging 7.9 points and 6.7 rebounds a game. Brian Arp is 6'4 and a senior for head coach Scott Steinbrook. Again, the Bearcats are 6-9 on the season. The Islanders have been playing very, very well here as of late. They are 7-8 on the year. We're going to take a quick break when we come back to tip between the Islanders and the Bearcats when we come back to Kearney High right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your year leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Joel Beal getting out to center jump circle, going against Brian Arp here as we're just about ready to tip things off here at Kearney High as the Bearcats hosting their arch rivals. And, of course, the beach theme for the Rowdies. You can hear them in full throat on the far side. And we're just about ready to get things underway, and the tip is going to be controlled here by the Islanders. They'll get it up ahead very quickly here for Burnham. Burnham will give it off for Allman, top of the circle. Goes near backcourt, but he's able to track it down. That's the quickness of Allman there, and he'll give the ball to Jewel Beal. Beal between the circles here for Pierce Allman, who gives now right side for Burnham. Burnham on that right wing gives it to Beal. Beal working against Arp. Double team him. Nice pass inside and off glass. The shot is up and good for Tanner Shuck. Nice ball movement there and give Beal an assist. Pocock brings in the offensive end. He'll give it off to Liebarger, who will fire a three. It's a little bit short, and it's going to go out of bounds. And so it will be Islander ball. Just drew a little bit of iron there, and it went out of bounds. Beal in the offensive end. Has the dribble, top of the circle. A little bit different look here. He's used up his dribble, and now we'll give it off on the right side here for Shuck. Shuck staying right there with him is going to be Mischu, and they'll give it off here for Burnham. Burnham working against Liebarger. Burnham, the freshman, will give it off here for Pierce Allman. Allman gives it right there. Hedging out there is going to be Waller, and Waller then drops back on the inside, defending Jeffries there. Top of the circle here, Shuck. Shuck will back up here. 6:45 to go, quarter number one. This is just the second possession of the game here for the Islanders. And they get it at the elbow here for Jay Jeffries. Jeffries looking to get it to Pierce Allman. Allman will drive, lost the ball momentarily. So he'll reset it, work it down low, posting up his Beal. Beal shoots over the top of Arp, missed the shot. And Brian Arp will pull down the rebound after the miss. Cats in the offensive end now. Pocock on the bounce, is going to hand it off here to Waller. Waller inside for Arp. Arp leans in and Beal has the block. Arp trying to get the basketball, can't. Is that going to be a held ball? Yes, it is. And Arp then, after leaning on, Pierce Allman will come out and help him up. And again, Beal with the block. Averages three a game. I've seen him have three a quarter since they've been playing Kearney High. Inbounds pass here for Kearney High is going to go off the hands of Burnham and out of bounds. So Cats down 2-0 here. We'll inbound it again on the baseline. They get it to Waller. Waller's going to fire the three. Back of the iron, no good. And Allman pulls down the rebound. So defensive rebound. A nice look there for Kearney High. And on the bounce here is going to be Allman. Allman will give it off right side for Burnham. Burnham working against Liebarger. Burnham on the drive. Burnham just outran everybody. He's going to lay it up with that left hand. It's up and in. Casey Burnham had a screen top of the key. Liebarger wasn't able to keep up with him, and Burnham just outran everybody. 4-0 here, Islanders. Liebarger on the baseline, looking back out to Arp. Arp open for a three-pointer if he wants it, but he's not going to shoot it. He gives it off to Mischu, top of the circle. Mischu will direct traffic a little bit, set a screen for Pocock. Pocock dribbles that left side, gives it back out to Mischu. Back to Waller. Waller had trouble with the catch, and that has it stolen away. With the steal is Allman. Allman with a jump stop off glass. Good. Pierce Allman with the steal, with the layup, and Kearney High with the timeout. 6-0 run to start the game here by the Islanders. 5:24 to go in quarter number one. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney High in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC, the broadcast booth of the National Bank. I got it all straight now. Pocock brings in the offensive end. Off a screen, they give it to Waller. Waller's open for three. Bouncing around, and it's good. Hit the front of the rim, and that shooter's touch. It rolls over the top as it banked over, hit the glass, and then back in. So Kearney High now on the board after that three-pointer by Waller. Joel Beal will kick it off here left side for Burnham. Burnham, he's going to fire a three. That is no good. And another rebound by Arp. So here comes Kearney High giving it up to Pocock. Pocock hands to Liebarger. Nope, fakes the handoff. Gets it to Waller. Gives it inside for Arp. And Arp will score. Nice extra pass there by Jake Waller, who was open, but was able to get to Brian Arp, who was open even more. Cats with five straight points here to make it now 6-5. A little drive here by Tanner Shuck on the baseline. Good help by Waller. Kick down here for Allman. Allman loses the ball on the way up, and I think we're going to call a foul. He was trying to put up the shot, and it'll be on Brian Arp. That will be his first. And that's one of the things that Pierce Allman does so well. One reason why he's a Division II basketball recruit is he draws that body contact. And he makes the first two free throws. And when he does that, he has a propensity of getting himself to the free throw line and shooting pretty well. He's a 75% free throw shooter. And the free throw here is up and good. So Allman makes both free throws and extends that lead out here for the Islanders. Waller on that right side gives it to Arp on the baseline. Back out to Pocock. Pass in the corner. Waller for three. No good. Rebound still being fought for. And Mischu comes up with it. Nice job there by Austin Mischu to pull down that offensive rebound. Pocock on the bounce. Picked up by Burnham. Pocock's used up his dribble. He'll give it to Mischu on that right side. He'll drive. Give it out for Arp. Arp's going to drive, and he double dribbled with it. The pass was a little bit off the mark there with pressure coming from Beal. And Arp is talking to the official. He didn't think he double dribbled with it, and I'm not exactly sure what he did either. But the official made the call immediately. Allman will kick here left side for Shuck. Shuck gives it left wing. It's going to be pulled down by Arp, and then they're going to call a walk. And Allman had his arm, and they're going to call Arp for the walk. He made the interception, made the catch. And right now Arp is a little frustrated. And so is Coach Steinbrook. I thought there was a foul there. And the Islanders will maintain the possession so they don't turn the ball over. They inbound it. Allman drives, blocked by Mischu, into the hands of Beal. Beal will put up a shot, and he'll go to the line. As he was hit on the arm. So you have a block here by Austin Mischu, but then Mischu commits the foul when Beal gets his hands on the ball. So Beal shooting a couple, and the first one is short. That's the second foul of the ball game against the Bearcats. Beal, about a 53% free throw shooter, and he makes the second one here. Missed the first, makes the second. And it's 9-5. So Waller in the offensive end. And checking in is Murray. And dribbling with the basketball is going to be Austin Murray. Murray helps work it around the perimeter. Top of the circle. They get the ball back out to Murray. Murray, little ball fake, kicks it back out for Brady Johnson. Johnson's going to fire a three. That's no good. And Islanders come away with the rebound. It was rebounded there by Jeffries. And then a turnover. Pass is stolen away, and the pass up ahead here for Murray. And Murray's going to lay it up and in. The Bearcats forced a turnover. Murray is able to cash in. And Kearney High now has cut the lead down to 9-7. Right wing with the basketball is Jeffries. Jeffries' ball is rolling out, but able to track it down is Pierce Allman. He'll get it off here for Shuck on the baseline. Shuck loses it, but into the hands of Beal. Beal's going to kick it out to Shuck. He's going to fire a three. No good. And Waller pulls down the rebound. So Jake Waller with the defensive rebound. He'll drive all the way in, take it off glass, and he's going to score! Jake Waller driving all the way down. And that was a nice look there by the Cats. Nobody shut off Jake Waller, and he's now tied things up at 9. Burnham with the dribble on the baseline, shut off by Murray. Beal has it top of the circle, working against Johnson. Johnson will body him up. Beal shoots over the top. No good. Ball hits the ground, and tracking down the rebound is going to be Peyton Pocock. Pocock with the bound, gets it up ahead to Mischu. Mischu in trouble, gets it in the lane for Murray. Blocked by Beal, into the hands of Waller. Waller pass for Johnson. Johnson off glass, no good, and rebounded by Beal. So Beal got a block and a steal on that possession. As the Bearcats couldn't quite come up with the opportunity here. So Allman will kick here left side for Shuck. Shuck will penetrate, and they're going to call a hand check on Mischu. And that's going to be the second foul here on Mischu. So Shuck's going to inbound it on the baseline here. We're tied at 9, minute 28 to go here, quarter number one in an energetic first quarter. Inbounded by Shuck on the baseline, and the drive on that backside, we've got a foul as they got it to Jay Jeffries, and Jeffries will go to the line. And that was Zach Ryan who's called for the foul. He just got in there a moment ago and commits the foul on that inbounds play. And the free throw here is no good for Jeffries. Jeffries, a 45% free throw shooter on the season. He missed the first, and we're still tied at 9. And the second one is up and good. Four fouls have been called in the game, all against the Bearcats here in quarter number one. Islanders have been a little bit more aggressive. Zach Ryan brings in the offensive end, gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger for Murray. Murray off of a screen, dribbles to that right side. Thought about shooting over the top of Jeffries, but he'll pass the ball top of the circle here for Pocock. Around the perimeter we go. Ryan has it. Gets a little pick and roll. Don't pass it. They'll give it off on the right side. It's going to be blocked by Jeffries, and Beal is able to come up with the defensive rebound after Jeffries came up with the block. So Kearney High misses the three. And now a right side three-pointer is good by Pierce Allman. Nice rotation there for the Islanders, and they push the lead out now to 13-9. Zach Ryan on the dribble. Gives it to Pocock. Man-to-man right now go the Islanders off of the screen. There's Murray on that left side. Murray gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger picked up by Allman. So they give it to Zach Ryan. Ryan kicks left side for Murray. Murray thinking about shooting over the top of Jeffries, but instead he'll dribble out, and he'll give it between the circles here for Pocock. Pocock will start his dribble now with 20 seconds to go. Gives it to Ryan on that left side. We're late in quarter number one. Liebarger, backdoor cut to Ryan. Ryan's got nowhere to go. Gives it to Murray. Murray, pass, block, out of bounds with 9.2 to go. And we'll give that block to Beal. As Kearney High just having trouble dealing with that 6'8", long arms and athletic, Joel Beal. Bearcats will inbound it. That's going to be Pocock with 9.2 to go on the baseline. And he's got a couple guys top of the key, and he'll give it off to Murray. Murray's got it. Waller will set a screen. Murray with the dribble, back to Waller. Gives it to Pocock. Pocock for three in the corner. Good look. No good. And they're going to call a goaltending on a ball that didn't go in anyway. Brian Arp called for the goaltending at the buzzer. So one quarter is in the books. And right now, the Islanders lead Kearney High by a score of 13-9 as we head to the second quarter right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And again, Joel Beal back to his normal dominant self here, as he's already been able to pick up a couple of blocks, three blocks here in the first quarter. He averages three a game, but I think Kearney High boosts up his numbers. He had 9 against the Bearcats 13 days ago. With the ball here is going to be Tanner Shuck. Gives it off on the left side for Jeffries. Bearcats right now going man-to-man. They hand off to Shuck. He's working against Mischu. He'll drive. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Art. So Art pulls down the rebound. And great defense there by Mischu. Pocock working against Casey Burnham. Brings in the offensive end. And we're going to have a reach called here on Burnham. And that's not much of a foul either.
Personal foul now. Number 20, Casey Burnham.
And they are calling this game very tight. The same officiating crew called the girls game very tight as well. And by very tight, I mean very. Inbounded here for Pocock. He's working against Burnham. Gives it off to Liebarger. Liebarger gets a screen from Arp. Takes it to the baseline. Back to Arp. A little bit high, so Arp can't really do much with that as Beal picks him up. And now Waller gets it back inside for Arp. Arp working against Beal. Takes it off glass. Gets a bucket and a foul. That's a big play. Put an asterisk on that. As Brian Arp not only got the bucket, but it was a shoot over the top of Cho Beal and get Beal to commit a foul. You can get a couple more fouls against Beal. That'll go a long way to help the Bearcat cause. So Arp at the line trying to finish a three-point play. About a 55% free throw shooter hits the back of the iron, and it is no good. And Beal pulls down the rebound. Burnham has it near the spiking line, near midcourt. He's picked up by Liebarger. Cats right now going man-to-man. Burnham stops top of the circle, gives it for Shuck. Shuck gets a little screen there, so Waller now will pick up Shuck. Beal's got it top of the circle as they made the change, and Pierce Allman falls down, and there's going to be a little push that's called on Pocock. Pocock just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time there. He commits the foul with a little push there. That's his first. Now five as a team on Kearney High. And Burnham will toss it in. He'll get it to Shuck at the three-point line. Now Pierce Allman's going to fire a three. No good. Shuck pulls down the rebound and then has it tied up. He had it momentarily after the miss by Pierce there. And then Waller was able to stick in there and help tie up the ball. So possession arrow gives the ball over here to Kearney High. They bring in the offensive end. Waller on that right side shoots in the back of the iron. It's no good. So that three-pointer won't fall, and Burnham pulls down the rebound. So here come the Islanders. They lead it now 13-11. Driving is Burnham. Burnham kicks top of the circle for Allman. Left side for Shuck. Shuck gets a screen from Beal. We'll give it off to Jeffries right side. Jeffries hands off to Pierce Allman. Allman on the dribble. Not a great pass, but Allman with great hands there. And the outlet pass nearly stolen away by Mischu, but Shuck will kick it off for Burnham. Back to Shuck. Shuck has Mischu out there right with him. He'll get a little screen here, but take it to the other side and give it to Burnham. Burnham gets a screen from Beal, but dribbles top of the circle. With it is now Allman. Allman getting some nice help there from Liebarger. Allman is shut off, and they'll give it off for Tanner Shuck. Shuck lost it momentarily. Pass down low, knocked away. Mischu comes up with it. Islanders turn it over. It was tipped by Liebarger, and then Mischu was able to come up with it. He lost the ball, but no pressure on it, so he's able to track the ball down, bring the offensive end, give it to Pocock. Burnham will pressure Pocock. 5-second count going on. Now the dribble. He'll take it left side. Handoff here for Mischu. Top of the circle, Liebarger. Right wing for Waller. Waller's going to drive. Out for Arp. Arp, 15-foot jumper. Good. Nice two-man game there, and Brian Arp got the catch, shot over the top of Beal, and again, driving the baseline a little bit. Beal went in and attacked on Waller. When that happened, Arp was open, and Waller with a nice dump pass to tie things at 13, and now we've got a timeout here by the Islanders, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 13-all, 5-10 to go here in the second quarter. We'll be back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The energetic environment here on top of the hill as we're tied at 13, Grand Island and Kearney High. That's all you really need to know as the Islanders have played very, very well since Christmas break. They've lost a couple of very tight ball games, including giving undefeated Norfolk all they can handle up at their place. And, of course, the overtime win against Kearney High. Burnham's going to drive. Burnham takes it off glass, and we're going to have a foul called here. I think that'll be on Zach Ryan. He was the one closest to him. They got some backside help from Arp, and it is going to be a foul here on Zach Ryan. That's going to be his second foul. So that's now six fouls as a team on Kearney High, and Burnham is going to shoot two here. The first one is up, back of the iron, and no good. So Casey Burnham can't hit the shot. And he is a 72% free throw shooter in limited trips to the free throw line. Second free throw, no good. Arp's able to pull down the rebound. So he missed both of them, and Arp snags the bound, faces a little pressure by Beal, and he'll get the ball back out here for Zach Ryan. Ryan will penetrate, kick it for Austin Murray. Back to Waller on that left side. Waller dribbles top of the circle, working against some pressure here by Shuck. Picks up his dribble, now gives it to Murray. Murray well behind a three-point arc. He'll direct traffic a little bit, get a nice little screen, and he'll stop, give it off here for Pocock. Pocock has it between the circles, working against Burnham, gets a screen from Arp, and he'll fire a three. Nope, they say his foot was on the line, and he drains it. Peyton Pocock with a very long deuce, and Kearney High has the lead, 15-13. Right wing with the basketball here is going to be Braden Wald, who checked in during the last stoppage. He gets it to the left side for Burnham. Burnham tuck the circle for Wald. He's going to fire a three. That's no good. And rebound again, taken out of there by Arp. So Arp with the rebound. Now driving this Waller, and Waller turned the ball over. Bearcats back on defense. Pass up ahead here to Beal, and Beal will get the bucket and foul. Nice extra pass there by Tanner Shuck. They worked it up ahead to him. He was able to get it inside for Beal, and Beal now with a chance at the three-point play as Zach Ryan is going to be called for his third foul. So Beal with the and one here, and the free throw is good. With that, the Islanders take the lead back. 16-15, and Austin Mishu will check back into the game. So it's Mishu and Pocock, Arp, Waller, and Murray. Pocock in the offensive end, screen set there by Arp. Kick in the corner for Murray. Murray's going to fire a three. No good. And rebound by Beal. We'll give it up ahead here for Burnham. Burnham gives it to Shuck. Shuck, reverse layup underneath the glass. Good. Tanner Shuck with a strong drive, and he's got four in the game now. And again, a three-point lead here for the Islanders. Pocock will give it right side for Waller. Waller on the bounce, working against Wald, and he'll give it out for Arp. Arp will try a 15-foot jumper, and it's good. He shot that one over the top of Joel Beal, who was flat-footed. And Kearney High cuts that lead down to one. Got 3:01 to go here. Quarter number two. Between the circles, Shuck has it. Kearney going man-to-man right now. And a tough jumper there for Wald. No good. Arp pulls down the defensive rebound. As a contested shot from about 15 feet away by Braden Wald. Arp's going to drive. Has it picked away. Great hands in there by Casey Burnham, who comes up with a steal. Burnham in the offensive end. Gives it on the baseline here for Beal. Beal working against Arp. Takes it in the lane. Steps through. Has a shot blocked by Mishu. But I think Mishu is going to be called for the foul. Yes, it is. It's going to be on 23. And Austin Mishu now has picked up his third personal foul. So Beal will have two free throws, and then the Bearcats will make a couple of substitutions. Beal's free throw is no good. 53% shooter on the season is Joel Beal. Kyle Anderson and Chris Lang are going to check into the ball game here for Kearney High. So they're out there with Waller, Murray, and Pocock. And Beal has one more free throw coming up. And he misses both of them. Score remains 18-17. So Pocock in the offensive end, picked up by Burnham. Burnham, the freshman, will watch the pass go over to Anderson on the right side. Top of the circle, Langen has it. Langen hit a big three-pointer in that game 13 days ago. Driving here is going to be Murray, and there's a foul in there, and we'll see who that's on. I think it's probably they're going to call it on number 45. That's a big play. Joel Beal has picked up the foul. I thought maybe they were going to give it here to Wall, but Beal's picked up his second foul, and now Murray, good free throw shooter, at the line to shoot a couple. Murray at the line. Free throw is up and good. Murray's 77% free throw shooter. He is the best free throw shooter percentage-wise on the team. Jeffrey's checking back into the game here for the Islanders. Murray's second free throw is on the way and good. So he makes both of them. And Kearney High takes the lead back at 19-18. 2:10 to go here, quarter number two. Burnham in the offensive end. We'll give it off on the right side here for Wald. Wald on the bounce, picked up by Anderson. Throws it for Shuck. Shuck, a little penetration, now kicks out for Burnham. Burnham to Wald. Wald is kind of a role player, doesn't shoot a whole lot, and we got a block, a moving screen set here by the Islanders. Away from the ball, and I think that's going to go on Jeffries. That is his first. So an offensive foul called there on Jeffries. And now Langan will have it. Off of a screen, gives it to Murray. Murray kicks left side for Anderson. Anderson working against Pierce Allman, gives it down low, and I think we're going to have a kick called here on Allman. Nope, they're going to call a foul. That'll be on Casey Burnham. That'll be his second. And again, very, very touchy. I mean, this game was called extremely tight. So Pocock will inbound it. Gives it for Murray. And Murray, 15-foot jumper on the inbounds play. Good. So Austin Murray strokes it in. And Murray now with 6 points in the ball game. He had a nice night against Grand Island 13 days ago. No penetration here. They'll kick it out top of the circle for Jeffries. Jeffries gets the ball back around here on the left side. And a little penetration, a little floater up, and good for Tanner Shuck. So Shuck hits the shot. And entry pass down low. Kick right back out into the corner. Langan for three. Back of the iron, no good. Jeffries can't pull down a rebound. He was the last to touch it. And the Islanders will bark here a little bit, but he was the last to touch it.
Back on the floor of America, number 55, Ryan Arden.
Pocock to inbound with 52.2 to go. And they'll lob it in for Murray. Murray with the catch. Murray's going to drive, float, rolls around. Good shot there by Murray as he rolls it in. And Austin Murray now with 8 in the game. Cats with a 3-point lead, 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Driving here is Pierce Allman, high off glass, no good. Arp pulls down the rebound. And Kearney High will bring it into the defensive end. They're going to slow it down here a little bit. Maybe working for the last shot, and they're going to have a reach called on Pierce Allman, and Allman's going to be called for his first foul. So Allman called for the foul with 24.1 to go. That is now 6 as a team on the Islanders. So Liebarger to inbound it. Screen set by Murray. And Murray will get the inbound. So get the ball back out for Pocock. Pocock will take his time bringing it across the timeline. And he'll bring it across now with 15 to go. He's picked up by Pierce Allman. Pocock gives it to Murray. Murray's open for three. Short. No good. Rebound by Pierce Allman. Allman on the run. Allman 5 seconds left. Has the dribble. Walled in the corner. Murray, they'll kick it off to your left side. Schoeneman for three, and he hits the three. Shea Schoeneman strokes in a three-pointer at the buzzer, and we head to halftime with Grand Island tied with Kearney High, 23-23. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Jason Boyd about an exciting girls game won by the Bearcats in overtime. We'll do that when we return with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your
truck. So say Shoneman hits a... Three-pointer at the buzzer to tie things here at Kearney High. Grand Island and the Bearcats deadlocked 23-23. Here at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We had an exciting one in girls basketball earlier tonight. A little runner at the buzzer goes in for Kearney High. They go to overtime and win it, 47-41. Kind enough to join us to talk about it, Jason Boyd. Like you said, you had this one the whole way, right?
Yeah, not really. That's what I said, but I didn't mean it.
I'll tell you what, Kelsey Stitham, have to talk a little bit about the bucket at the end of regulation and the one in overtime. Very similar plays, but very clutch for somebody that was in foul trouble all night and really didn't get to play a whole lot, but very quickly got herself in rhythm and hit a big bucket for you at the buzzer.
Yeah, huge for, you know, a senior just to step up and, you know, your rivalry game and step up and make a big shot like that. I know when they were at the line, I think with 7 seconds left, she ran to me and we got our play, and I just told her, you're taking it to the rack and we're not calling a timeout. You're going. Because we had one left at that point in time. I just wanted to go in transition quick and she hit a tough shot. It wasn't an easy shot. No, it wasn't like a layup. It was a runner, and she hit a tough shot. And then you're right, hit another one to start overtime, which got us the lead, which we didn't feel real comfortable in our trap. Felt like we had to trap because we were down. Once we got our lead, we could get out of that. We felt, you know, it was a little easier for us then and felt a little more confident finally when we got that lead against them. They're a hard team to man because they run a stall Princeton-style offense. Uh-huh. We just didn't feel like that was going to get us back in the game to man, and we've been manning a lot more lately. We didn't feel like we could tonight.
And then, again, that was big, but there was also a stretch there that we can, and there's a lot of things we can talk about in this game, but at one point you were down 33-24, and then you got 7 straight points. You got a three-pointer from Snyder. She then got a steal, got the layup, and then forced another steal, was able to get an assist with a pass. I mean, you had 7 points you scored in the span of about 20 seconds, and Skylar Snyder had her fingerprints over all 7 points.
Right, and Skylar has not practiced all week. She's got a back issue and really stepped up. I mean, she didn't practice a second this week. I know she was fatigued. And that late in the game and to just make those plays, I thought was huge, just to get a kid to compete that hard. And she's hurting for sure. And you know, we wouldn't have won that game if it weren't for her.
And again, you could kind of see that she did not have that offensive game that she's been having, but she did not hurt you defensively. She might have been hurt herself, but defensively, she still stepped up and played a great game defensively.
Right. Those were huge. Yeah, those steals were huge. That's what, I mean, we won the game because of that. Yeah, because it was, I think we went up 24-21, and they went on a 12-0 run. And then and we were very stagnant, weren't getting anything offensively. They did a great job defending us, really. They helped inside a ton. They closed out on our shooters pretty good. We didn't shoot it very well. But, you know, they had to, they lived with, you know, us getting some open looks from the perimeter, and they weren't falling, and they were helping in, and we couldn't get much inside, and I thought they compete really hard and made it difficult for us. But, you know, I'm very proud of our kids to keep competing, to come back the way they did. And when it just didn't look like there was much of a chance we were getting anything going, and our kids never gave up and fought till the end. He ended up pulling out it was a huge win for us to pull that out.
It really was, because it was also all hands on deck. I mean, at one point, Stitham had fouled out of the game. Brianna Miller had a nice game. We have to talk about her. She fouled out, and then you had to bring in some girls that you don't play a lot of minutes of. Hannah Lundell, and then Kelsey Clark made a nice defensive play, hit some big free throws for you. Stacey Peters, I thought, played just not a lot of things that are going to show up in the book, but she came up with some big plays and some huge free throws down the stretch.
And she hit some free throws down the stretch. I mean, really, you know, late in the game, we got, I think Clark and Stacy, I think, went 4-for-4 late.
Yes.
The last four free throws we had, which won us the game. I mean, you know, at that time in the game, I think we were able to foul because – Stacy, I think, hit both free throws that put us up three.
Yep.
That allowed us to foul. That allowed us to foul, center of the line, up three under, you know, with about 5 seconds to go. You know, if it's a 2-point game, we're obviously not fouling there.
No.
And so that those were huge. And for those two, you know, that come off the bench to step in, you know, and we told them we're going to need that. We're going to need some bench production. We're going to need that at times, you know, all year. We don't play a lot of kids, but we're going to need to in certain situations this year down the stretch, and they really came through for us tonight.
It really kind of seemed like Grand Island was getting a lot of they were just hitting the right buttons. I mean, they got a timeout just as they were turning it over.
Right.
There was a foul call just as they were turning it over. Made it a little bit difficult for you guys to kind of get that momentum going and to kind of fight your way through that. This is a tremendous growth game for your team, it seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely fought through a lot of adversity. I mean, for just, you know, we had some sickness too go through us this week, and kids were tired, but the kids competed. You're right, things were not going our way in this game either. I mean, it seemed like we were close to getting some steals. A lot of fouls were called, a lot of close calls, you know, down late in the game when we were scrambling that were close to steals and turnovers for them, you know, ended up, they went to the line quite a bit. And so our kids just kept competing and they pulled it out.
And again, I'm not trying to start anything here, but they got to the free throw line 30 times in the game. Very, very tight. And it wasn't until late in the game that you guys actually hit some free throws. There was a stretch there. You were shooting about 25% from the free throw line, and that was, you were being outscored by about 12 points at the line. And that was just kind of hard to overcome.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we were not shooting well from the line. And, you know, they shot a lot of free throws. Part of that is they're going to the basket all the time. I mean, we're scrambling, we're trapping, and they were getting it to the rim a lot. And so they got to the line a lot, and they were definitely beating us from there quite a bit. I mean, that was probably the differential in the game, and, you know, late in the game until we went on a run.
All right, just for fun, you know, big game coming up in a couple of days here, the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts? Who you got?
Cowboys. We got the Dallas Cowboys on my team.
You are not.
I had them. I had them until they, you know, Dez Bryant, they did not give him that touchdown.
He did. According to the rules, you got to finish the catch.
They need to change that rule. Anyway.
I agree with that, by the way. I agree with that.
But, well, probably the Patriots. My son wants the Patriots to win, so I got to go with the Patriots.
Well, as long as somebody at the Boyd House is happy on Sunday, we'll take that. Jason, appreciate the time.
All right.
Good luck tomorrow in Omaha.
Thank you.
Again, that's Jason Boyd. The girls win in overtime tonight, 47-44. They're now 11-6 on the year. They'll travel to Northwest tomorrow and take on Omaha Northwest, who are 2-14 coming into action here. We're at halftime, 23-all, Kearney High and Grand Island. We'll check the numbers here in the boys' game. We come back in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's check the numbers here for Grand Island. Leading the way so far is Pierce Allman. Allman has 7 points at intermission. Tanner Shuck has 6. Joel Beal has 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 blocks in the game. A three-pointer by Shea Shoneman. He's got 3 in the game. Casey Burnham with 2 points, and Jay Jeffries with 1 point in the ball game. And for Kearney High, also with 23 points here at the intermission. Great effort off the bench here by Austin Murray. He's tied with Brian Hart for leading scorer for Kearney High. Each of them have 8 points. Jake Waller with 5 and Peyton Pocock with 2 points. We're tied 23-23. Bearcats now 10-21 in the game unofficially, so they're shooting about 47% in the game, but they are 1 of 9 from three-point range. So that's one area that they've kind of struggled in. Grand Island, meanwhile, in terms of shooting, they are 8 of 18, so they're shooting about 44% in the game as well. Islanders will have the ball first as we start the second half here. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. The ball is inbounded here to Pierce Allman. He'll get it around to Chol Beal. So the Islanders have the ball first. Beal working against Arp. That's an awkward-looking shot. It will not fall. Arp slid, fell down. So Chol Beal comes up with the offensive rebound, gets it inside for Jeffries, and Jeffries will score. Bit of a break here as they get the bucket and the foul as Chol Beal is able to get the bucket, and Jeffries has 2 points, and the foul is on Mischu. That is going to be his 4th foul, and a bit of a hard luck foul there. And so Jeffries tried to finish the 3-point play. His shot off the back of the iron is no good, and it goes out of bounds. Hit the back of the iron and went out on that sideline over there. And so Mischu will come out. Murray will come into the game here. Murray has played very well, 8 points in the game. Murray gives it to Waller. Waller, backdoor cut, has a shot blocked by Beal. Leans back up. Again, the shot's blocked by Beal. But Beal hit him on the arm, and Chol Beal is going to be called for the foul. So staying with it, a little tenacity there by Jake Waller, who got the offensive rebound. And now he'll go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. And actually, they gave the foul to Shuck. And that's a bit of a break here for the Islanders. So the foul is going to be on Shuck. Free throw by Waller, good. The second free throw is also good. So Waller makes both free throws. And Shuck picks up his first foul instead of it being the third on Beal. That's a big difference. Allman has the top of the circle, gives it to Beal. Beal directing a little bit of traffic, gives it off on the right side for Burnham. Burnham, lob pass in for Beal, and it's going to be knocked away by a hustling Jake Waller, and it'll go out of bounds. Waller backside help, and boy, he had it. That was his full extension that tipped that ball away from Chol Beal, who was trying to make the catch up high. Inbounded for Shuck to Allman. He's going to fire a three in the corner, no good. Ball misread a little bit, and Waller is able to pull down the rebound. So Waller with the rebound. As Grant Allen misses the three-pointer, Waller now will hand it off to Murray, top of the circle. Jeffries will defend him. Murray will start his dribble, kick left side for Pocock. Burnham is pressuring him. He'll step up, find a little open area, and hit about a 17-foot jumper. Peyton Pocock dribbling up inside the three-point arc and drains it. Shuck in transition, gets his shot blocked, and there's going to be a foul. Murray and Arp both there, and they're going to give the foul here to Arp. That'll be his second. And so Tanner Shuck attacking in transition here. We'll shoot two, and the free throw was good. And Shuck, a 76% free throw shooter, makes the first one. Second one is on the way. That one is no good, and Murray pulls down the rebound. So Murray pulls down that rebound, gives it off here for Pocock. Waller has it, top of the circle, working against Shuck. Gives it right side for Pocock, who cycles through, and he'll get it to Arp. Arp working against Beal, kicks it out to Liebarger, top of the circle. Liebarger going to drive, gives it to Arp. Arp's going to take it off glass, and Beal's going to be called for the foul. Now you get your third foul. And that makes that other call earlier just that much bigger. But again, Carney High going right at Chol Beal and trying to get him in a little bit of foul trouble. And it's somewhat effective here as Brian Arp is going to be shooting two. And the first one's up and good.
Brian Arp shooting one more.
And Jeremiah Slough, once again, an explanation from the official who made the call and gets it. Probably isn't satisfied with it, but he does not continue the argument. Arp makes the first one. Second one on the way, and it's also good. So Carney High now with the 3-point lead, 29-26. Allman will kick the ball back out for Burnham in the offensive end. Cats going man-to-man as Liebarger will pick up Burnham. Allman. Allman and Pocock have been very close friends this entire game. A couple of UNK recruits in a couple of different sports. Allman with the drive, the spin. He carried it. Yep, he carried it. And Grant Allen going to be called for the turnover. So Pocock will bring in the offensive end. Pocock will be playing baseball for UNK next year. Allman will be playing basketball. Waller drives the baseline, runs into Beal, puts up the shot, misses it, and Beal pulls down the rebound. Good idea attacking there. And they'll give it off here for Shuck. Shuck picked up by Murray. Right side, Allman's going to shoot over the top of Liebarger, and Liebarger deflected it. So we'll give Liebarger credit for a block there on the three-pointer. Got just enough of it to knock it off from where Allman wanted it to go, and rebounded out by Murray. He'll give it to Pocock. Pocock's going to fire the three-pointer. It's off the mark, and now Allman's got the basketball, bringing it in the offensive end. Allman gets a screen from Beal, goes on that left side, kicks into the corner for Shuck. Shuck shoots over the top of Murray, and Allman knocked the ball out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to be Grand Island basketball. After Allman hit it, apparently it went off of one of the Bearcats. And it may have hit Art. So Shuck has it. Shuck gets a nice little screen from Jeffries. Will dribble top of the circle. Gives it to Beal. Good help there from both Murray and Arp on that. Burnham's going to drive, step through, lays it up, and in. Casey Burnham with a nice little drive there by Burnham. And we've got a timeout being taken by Grand Island. 4:38 to go here in the third quarter. A full timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Bearcats still lead at 29-28 with 4:38 to go in the third. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. A 29-28 lead here for Kearney High. The Islanders do call the timeout here. And again, a reminder for you that some pretty good basketball action on our network of stations. We had a great one in the girls' game. Overtime win here for Kearney High, 47-41 in overtime. 47-44, my apologies. 47-44 in overtime. Maybe we'll have overtime here. Last time these two teams got together, that was the case. Zach Ryan in the ball game. He's got his hands on the basketball now as Kearney High's working it around the perimeter. Ryan now will direct traffic a little bit. A little 2-3 zone here for the Islanders as they're zoning it up here. Waller works around the perimeter to Ryan. They get it in the lane here for Murray. Murray kicks over for Waller. Waller trying to one-hand catch it. That's a turnover. Allman comes up with it. Allman's going to stop, pop a three. Good. Pierce Allman drains the three-pointer after Kearney High turned the ball over. Trying to make a one-handed catch. Waller couldn't track down the ball. And that turnover hurts Kearney High here. As they lead now back in the hands of the Islanders. Pocock helps work it on that right side for Arp. Kick out to Pocock. Pocock not going to shoot over top of Jeffries. He'll give it off for Ryan. Ryan will penetration out to Pocock. Open for three, and he hits it. Hey, Pocock fighting the effects of the flu. Drains the three-pointer. Gives Zach Ryan an assist there. As he was able to punch it through there. Right side, Shuck has it. Shuck stops at the free throw line. Shot short. Beal touching the baseline, touches the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Maybe a little bit of contact there on that three-point try. But no foul called there. And now Kearney High has the basketball and the lead. 32-31. Good defense there by Waller if they don't call the foul. Waller on that left side has the basketball now. Gives it on the right wing now for Pocock. Over to Ryan. Over to Waller. Waller. Ryan. Bounce in the lane for Murray. Murray, turnaround jumper, blocked by Beal. Into the hands of Arp. He's going to lay it up and in. Arp makes the putback after Beal got another block here. But that time, Kearney High actually cashed in on it. And we've got a whistle away from the ball. And it's going to be a block called here on Kearney High on Austin Murray. That'll be his first. So four fouls here on the Cats. Two have been whistled against the Islanders. Jeffries will come out of the ball game. Subbing in for him is Braden Wald, the 6'3 sophomore. Wald open in the corner, but they're going to give it off on the left side for Allman. Allman dribbles. Bounce pass right side. Chuck's got it. Chuck steps through, takes it off glass, and scores. Tanner Chuck with a very impressive drive there, coming in underneath the pressure and help defense from Brian Arp. Nice drive there by Chuck. Ryan's going to drive. Bounce pass to Murray. Murray's going to take it off glass. Gets the foul called on Beal. Can't get the shot to foul, but Beal has picked up his fourth foul. And he is already walking over to the sideline. So four fouls on Beal. That's a big play, regardless of what happens with Austin Murray at the free throw line to shoot two. But he's been a good free throw shooter. And the first one up here is up and good.
Number 34, Austin Murray, shooting one more.
And Murray will have one more coming up here. He is a 77% free throw shooter. Then 31 out of 41 on the season coming into the game. He makes the first one here to add to Kearney High's lead. Second free throw up and good as well. So he makes both of them. It's 36-33. Cats with the lead with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Burnham brings it off on the right side here for Wald. Wald with the drive. Stopped there by Murray. Gets it out for Jeffries. Jeffries left side for Shuck. He'll hand it off here for Burnham. Burnham top of the circle for Jeffries. Pass on the inside, knocked away. Murray helps force the turnover. Gets it in the hands of Arp, and here come the Cats. Driving is Ryan. Ryan, Zach Ryan's shot rims out, no good. And rebounded by Jeffries. So Jeffries pulls down the rebound after a missed opportunity, but a great drive there by Ryan, even though the shot didn't fall. Burnham on the bounce. Bad pass, but tracking it down is Pierce Allman. Boy, he has good hands. He'll give it off right side for Shuck. Shuck kicks it in the lane for Jeffries. Jeffries backing in. Shoots over the top of Arp, gets the bucket, and now a foul's called. They're going to count the bucket as they should, and wow, that's a tough play there by Jeffries. And Arp is going to be called for his third foul. So the big men on both teams in a little bit of foul trouble. Arp has three, Beal has four. Jeffries now has a three-point play as he strokes that one in, and we're tied at 36. So Jeffries hits the shot. Brady Johnson and Liebarger checking in here for Kearney High. So they're out there with Pocock, Murray, and Waller. Pocock in the offensive end gives it to Jake Waller on that right side. Minute and a half to go here, third quarter. Brady Johnson sets the screen. Waller with a drive. Waller off glass. It's up and in. Good. Jake Waller, nice little runner there. And in the offensive end, it's going to come Pierce Allman immediately. He'll shoot over the top of Johnson. Missed it. No good. Ball being tipped around into the hands of Pocock. Pocock on the run with it. And he's going to slow it down. He thought better of it. Was going to attack. And now Waller has it right side. Waller being ridden out of bounds over there by Shuck. And Shuck's going to be called for the block.
Number three, Tanner Shuck, his second.
That's his second. Four is a team now on the Islanders. 38-36. Kearney High has a lead with a minute four to go here in the third quarter. Inbounded for Waller. Waller for three, top of the key, off the mark, and rebounded by Jeffries. So Jeffries snags down that rebound, as that might have been deflected, but it was way off the mark there for Waller. Burnham on the bounce, picked up by Liebarger. He'll give left side for Allman. Allman gets a screen there from Shuck. Now Waller will pick up Allman. And they'll give it off for Jeffries on that right side. Burnham has it. Burnham kicks it off for Shuck. Pocock is on Shuck now, and they'll give it off here for Braden Wald. Wald on the right side for Jeffries. Jeffries to Allman, top of the key. Waller on him. A little bit of a mismatch here because they want Pocock to be on Allman, but they had to switch off. And Waller's done a nice job on him. Burnham, top of the circle, working against Liebarger. Gives it off left side for Wald. 14 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cats up by two, 38-36. With it is number two, Pierce Allman. Allman now is picked up by Pocock. Allman, top of the key, drives, shoots over the top of Johnson. It's off glass. It's good, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to call the foul and a bucket. So loud in here, I did not even hear the whistle. The foul is going to be on Pocock. And Allman will hit the bucket. That's pretty good defense, but they're going to say there's a foul on the body. And he'll try to finish a three-point play with 1.2 to go. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by Murray. He's going to shoot it from the free throw line to the other court, and that will do it. We're tied at 38. Kearney High had the chance to take a lead with that miraculous attempt there, but they'll have to be content. Heading to the fourth quarter, tied at 38. A good one brewing here at Kearney High between the Islanders and the Bearcats. We're back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back here. Kearney High will have the basketball as we start the fourth quarter, tied at 38. So why not? We were tied at the end of the second quarter. Let's be tied at the end of the third as well. Entry pass inside for Arp. Arp shot over top of Jeffrey. No good. Arp with a rebound. Arp with another rebound after the miss. Lays it up and in. It's hanging on the rim. It falls and he's fouled. Oh, Brian Arp brought his lunch pail with him on that series. He missed a couple of putbacks and also missed a regular shot, and then he makes another one. So, wow, some rebounding in underneath, and the foul is going to be on Jeffries, his second. And now Arp at the free throw line will finish off a three-point play as he hits it. So he gets the and one, and Kearney High now has a three-point lead. On the right side with it is Braden Wald. Wald on the bounce gives it to Tanner Shuck. Shuck back out of that corner. He gave it away. Now gets it back. Top of the circle for Jeffries. Kearney High going man-to-man right now. Burnham will kick it left side for Wald. Nice little screen there. Wald stops at the free throw line. Gives it back out here for Jeffries. Jeffries for Burnham. Burnham kick left wide for Wald. Back to Burnham. Quick ball movement here for the Islanders. But not much happening. And they're going to call a little hand check foul called here on Kearney High's Trevor Liebarger. That'll be his first foul. That's now seven as a team on Kearney High. And so to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 goes Casey Burnham. And they bring the officials over here to the scorer's table as they're going to double check what the call is here. And they're going to be checking something out here in the book with the official scorekeeper, Kevin Whitty. He's talking with the official. Both teams are allowed right now to have kind of an impromptu huddle with their coaching staffs. And I think they might be saying that it's only six fouls and that the score clock, yeah, the score clock was wrong. I have it being six fouls on Kearney High. And so the ball will be inbound on the sideline. It will not be a free throw opportunity here. So six fouls now on Kearney High. So it will be the Islanders inbounding the ball. Pierce Allman now is going to throw it in the backcourt here for Casey Burnham. So we got that all straight now. And dribbling on that right side is going to be Shuck. Shuck, nice quick move, drives that baseline and is able to lay it up and in. Pocock now in transition. Will stop on the left side. Gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger for three. Back the iron, no good. And rebounded by Burnham. Good look there for Kearney High. They couldn't get it to go. And now Burnham will stand at midcourt, working against Liebarger, who missed that three. And they'll get it off your left side for Allman. Allman very quickly gives it to Shuck in the corner. Shuck working against Mishu will drive, and he stepped on the baseline. So the Islanders turn it over. Well, nine turnovers for Kearney High and six against the Islanders. Been a pretty clean basketball game in terms of turnovers, but both teams have played pretty good defense. Mishu helps work the ball down low here for Arp. Arp's going to shoot off glass, lost it. Jeffries is going to tip it out into the hands of Burnham. Burnham with the drive. Burnham with a spin. Has a shot blocked by Mishu. Mishu comes up with a basketball. Pass up ahead for Arp. And Arp can't make the catch as it's saved by Jeffries. So Kearney High turns it over. But a great play on the other end by Mishu, who got both the block and the defensive rebound. So ball back in the hands here of the Islanders as they give it off right side for Burnham. Top of the circle for Pierce Allman. Allman picked up there by Mishu. Goes to the left side. Now a little help there by Arp. Pass tip, but into the hands of Burnham. Burnham now will give it back out here for Pierce Allman. Allman now is picked up by Mishu. Allman stops. Will pop. 17-footer. Good. That's good defense there by Mishu. But Pierce Allman, with a hand right in his face, was able to stroke it in. And the Islanders now have the lead, 42-41. Sometimes you just got to tip your hat to a pretty good basketball player. Timeout here by the Bearcats. We're 5:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-41 Islanders. Cats will inbound it after this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Well, they had overtime game in the game on KHAS radio earlier where Grand Island Central Catholic able to hand St. Cecilia their first loss of the season by one in overtime. We had overtime where the Kearney High girls were able to defeat the Islanders here. Well, maybe this one's heading overtime as well. One-point ball game. Pocock in the corner is going to fire a three. It's off the rim, no good, and rebounded by Pierce Allman. By the way, Kearney Catholic over McCook, 60-53. That one went to regulation. Nice backdoor cut. Shot by Allman. No good. Rebounded by Waller and then a foul. Great set play as they caught it at the free throw line for Jeffries. He caught, snapped it immediately blindly to where Allman was. And then Allman basically just missed a bunny. And that won't happen very often. Now Allman may be a little frustrated by that. Committed the foul trying to get the ball back. As it was rebounded by Zach Ryan. Ryan brings in the offensive end. We'll give it to Pocock on that left side. 42-41. Three-pointer here to take the lead. Short by Pocock. And another rebound by Burnham. Burnham slowly in the offensive end. Kearney right now maybe a little bit too content to shoot those threes. Shuck has it. Gives it out for Pierce Allman. He'll fire a three. No good. Waller pulls down the rebound. And Kearney High in the offensive end. Lyon on the bounce. Gives it to Pocock, top of the circle. Left side for Waller. Waller, ball fake. Gives it to Arp. Arp from the free throw line. Jumper, short, and out of bounds. Did Jeffries touch it? No. So that's going to be an air ball that goes out of bounds. And Joel Beal checking and reporting in for duty here. So Beal will come in. He's been in a little foul trouble. Now the 6'8 senior back with that presence for the final 4:18 to go of the fourth quarter. 42-41. Grand Island with the lead. Burnham in the offensive end. Gives right side for Pierce Allman. Beal sets a screen. Lob pass in for Beal. Beal has the ball knocked loose by Murray, but Murray's going to be called for the foul. Good idea there because Murray, after that pick and roll, realized that Joel Beal was going to have a little bit of a size advantage as he was posting up 6-foot-tall Zach Ryan. The ball was in the hands of Beal, and there was a horn that went off. And they're going to straighten everything out here. Horn went off for a substitution, and Jeremiah Slough not happy with that, and he has a reason to complain. That's the second time that that horn's gone off. The free throw is up and good here for Beal as he makes the front end of the 1-1. Kyle Anderson going to come in here for Arp with 4:02 to go. Fourth quarter. 2-point lead right now for the Islanders, and Beal misses the second free throw, and Kyle Anderson is able to pull down the rebound. So Anderson with the bound. He's out there with Waller, Murray, and Pocock. Pocock's actually posting up Burnham. Bad pass. Pocock can't put his hands on it, and Kearney High has just turned the ball over. So here's Shuck in the offensive end. Bearcats need a stop here. They trail at 43-41 and really have not had a good look at the basket their last three trips. Wald, entry pass is stolen away by Waller. Waller on the run. Waller with a left-handed layup. No good. Murray fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Murray. Murray helped come away with the steal there. But Kearney High couldn't get the rebound, but it wasn't for lack of effort by Austin Murray. Burnham with the top of the circle, gets the ball to Shuck on that left side, over for Pierce Allman. Allman will get a little screen, and we got a timeout being taken here by Grand Island. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:08 to go, fourth quarter, 43-41. Islanders up by two. And they'll have the basketball when they inbound it. We come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back here. Joel Beal has four fouls in the game. I think Kearney High might be thinking again to attack right at him, see if you can get him in foul trouble, get his strong 6'8 presence out of the game. They have not shot the ball well from outside the arc. They're only 2 of 16. So finding a two-pointer that they can get over the top of Beal, that would be their seeds to success. Brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. So Wald will inbound it here for the Islanders. We'll see what they drew up here during that timeout. And they'll hand the ball to Pierce Allman. Kicks left side for Wald. And Pocock staying right there with Pierce Allman. Shuck has it. He's picked up there by Waller. And again, the Bearcats have to pressure the ball a little bit. There's 2:50 to go in the game. They are trailing it here, but by only 2 points, 43-41. Joel Beal is out there, and Anderson will come out and pressure him. He knocked the ball loose, and Beal's able to track it down and get the ball over for Burnham. So Burnham has it, as Zach Ryan will pressure him a little bit. Burnham hands off for Allman. Allman on the left side for Wald. Wald on the bounce, has it knocked away by Murray. Murray can't come up with it. Wald tracks it down. Wall dribbles around, kicks back around here for Shuck. And again, it's ticky-tack as they've called that. That was a foul on Murray that was not called. Wald has it on that right side. Stops, and he'll kick it to Joel Beal between the circles. Islanders right now milking the clock, and a reach in here by Anderson as Kyle Anderson will pick up the foul. First foul, number 32, Kyle Anderson. So it'll be a 1-and-1 being shot here by Joel Beal. And Beal, a 53% free throw shooter, so that's not a bad trade here for Kearney High. And we'll see what Beal can do with it. 43-41, 2:08 to go. Still plenty of basketball in this one. Kind of surprised that the Islanders are taking the air out of the ball, but Beal makes the strategy work as he hits the front end of the 1-and-1. So Beal will have one more free throw coming up. It's on the way and short and rebounded by Mishu. So Cats will bring in the offensive end here. Mishu dribbles, gives it to Pocock. Left side now for Ryan. Ryan on the dribble. Ryan top of the key. Gives it to Mishu on that right side. And Mishu will give it off of Waller. Over for Pocock. Pocock, minute 45 to go. Will drive, will float. Shot no good. Rebounded by Burnham, as Kearney could not get a real good look there. Now, wasn't too shabby, but not really shot with any rhythm there by Pocock. But at least he had a size advantage over Burnham. But Burnham pulls down the rebound, and now Allman setting up the offense. Allman gives it to Shuck. They're going to try to keep the ball in the hands of those guys. Now Beal's got it, and he's the guy to foul, and they'll get the ball back out of here for Shuck. And Scott Steinbrook not happy with they didn't commit the foul there. When Beal gets the ball, they're going to look to foul him. I'm sure of it, and the pass on that left side, a foul as Wald will go to the free throw line. He was fouled there by Zach Ryan. And honestly, I'm a little surprised that they're taking the air out of the ball. Kearney High calls the timeout here with a minute 11 to go here. 44-41, a three-point lead here for Grand Island. They'll have a 1-1. We come back after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. For Kearney High, they're down by three. Might need some three-point shooters out there. And Austin Murray is one of those guys that's out there at the moment. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. Brian Arp has 15. The next leading scorer is Murray off the bench with 10. He is nursing a little bit of a sore hand. He did re-injure a hand that was broken sometime back, and it's broken again, but he's able to play. He doesn't even have it taped up. He's able to battle his way through it. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Walled at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1, and it is up high, no good, and rebounded by Murray. So Murray pulls down the rebound here for Kearney High, and the Bearcats need a bucket. They're passing around the perimeter here, and they give it to Murray at the free throw line. He jump stops in the lane, tucks it off glass, and he's fouled. He'll head to the line, and I think Wald is the one being called here, so they kind of turn about as fair play here. Both guys fouled the other one on the other end of the court, and Murray, a 77% free throw shooter, will shoot two. 57.7 to go in the game, and the first one's good. Murray now 11 points in the game, 44-42. Cats still down by two here with 57.7 to go in the fourth quarter. A foul by Kearney High would put Grand Island at the line to shoot two. Bearcats are also in the bonus, but not the double bonus. Second free throw is rattled in there by Murray. He's got 12 in the game. One-point ball game. Inbounded for Allman, who gives it to Shuck. Shuck working against Mishu. And we're going to have a foul call from a long ways away here on Mishu. And Austin Mishu is just fouled out of the ball game. So he fouls out of the game. And they're going to take a little time here, trying to decide who to bring in. 51 seconds even to go here, and at the line shooting two is going to be Tanner Shuck. And Shuck is 76% free throw shooter, but even if he makes both of them, Kearney High will have the opportunity. It'll still be a one possession game. So the free throw is up and good here for Shuck. 45-43, 51 seconds to go. Liebarger going to come in here for Anderson. So it's Liebarger, Murray, Arp, Waller, and Pocock. All five of them can hit three-pointers. That's really not Arp's game. Second free throw is up and good. It is a three-point game with 51 seconds to go. Pocock will get the ball inbounded. Here we go. They give it off right side for Waller. Over for Arp in the corner. Out for Pocock. Pocock off the screen, gives it to Waller, and Waller stepped on the sideline. Bearcats turn it over. And Anderson going to come back into the game.
For the Islanders, number five, Shea
Shipman. Well, that hurts things here as the Bearcats now need to force a turnover. Ball inbounded for Allman, and they're going to call a foul on Pocock. Pocock doesn't agree with the call, nor do I.
Personal foul on Bearcats, number 33. Nick Pocock gets his third personal
foul. So that's now three on Pocock. And Pierce Allman will be shooting two. And again, Grand Island, 11 of 23 from the free throw line. That number is going to improve here as it's up and good. It's a two-possession game with 39.2 to go. Pierce Allman now with 15 in the game. Has one more free throw coming. And that one rolls around and is no good, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound called on Jeffries. So there's a break for Kearney High because it's Arp that will be going to the free throw line. So Jeffries called for the foul. And actually, it's going to be Pocock that goes to the line. Well, that's a break here for Kearney High. Bearcats would rather have Pocock than Arp at the line. Arp is about a 36% free throw shooter. Pocock twice that. He's 73.
Number 12, Alex Harris.
Alex Harris is going to come in here for a defensive substitution for Waller. And Pocock for the 1-1. The senior's free throw is up and in. 47-44, 38.5 to go in the ballgame. Second free throw coming up here for Pocock, and he rattles that one in, too. He makes both of them. Those are a couple big free throws. Makes it a two-point ball game. Inbounds pass is tipped away by Anderson, and he can't track it down in the corner. So Islanders will throw it in again. Tanner Shuck now can no longer run the baseline as Anderson will pressure him. Shuck throws it in for Burnham. Burnham dribbles down that sideline, outrunning Harris. They'll give it for Chol Beal. They're playing keep away with it. Allman has it, and Allman is the guy that's going to go to the line as he's fouled by Pocock. They just had to commit the foul really as quickly as they could. And that's now four on Pocock. Waller and Ryan going to check in after this free throw by Pierce Allman. That's up and good. There you go. Three-point ball game again, 48-45. And Pierce Allman handed the ball again. Allman with 16 points in the game. Second free throw, short, and Waller pulls down the rebound. So here comes Kearney High on the run. Waller still has it. Gives it out to Murray. Murray thought about a three-pointer when he didn't take it. Coach Steinbrook gets a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 24.6 to go in the ballgame. As the Bearcats down by three, we'll have the basketball with plenty of time to do something with it. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 24.6 to go in the ball game. 48-45. Islanders up by three. Bearcats have the basketball. And an opportunity here to tie things up at the end of regulation. Kelsey Stitham was able to hit a tough runner, not exactly a layup, as she shot over the top of one of the Islander defenders. And she was the hero that forced the overtime. We'll see if the Bearcat boys have one of those heroic moments in them as well. As they're down by three, 48-45. Ryan, Murray, Pocock, Waller, and Liebarger. 5 3-point shooters out on the court right now. Pocock's going to inbound it, and he'll give it to Waller. Waller will drive. Waller will take it off glass. Waller will score. Waller with the bucket, and a timeout being taken here by Kearney High. Bearcats call a timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 19.7 to go. We'll keep it right here as the Bearcats call that timeout. They trail it now 48-47. And again, sure, you love to get a three-pointer there, but now they can play a little defense. If they can't get the steal, they will hope that somebody that is not a great three-point free throw shooter gets the basketball. They commit the foul on them, and then they can go down and tie it up, even if two free throws are made. So there's the strategy right now. Take the bucket if it's available. And Grand Island still has two timeouts left. I have the Bearcats with one timeout left. So there's still some chess pieces to be moved around here. The possession arrow is pointing to the Islanders. They lead at 48-47. Both teams are in the bonus. Grand Island is in the double bonus with 19.7 to go. So we'll see what Scott Steinbrook and the coaching staff has drawn up here. Anderson and Harris checking in the game for defensive substitutions. They're out there with Waller, Pocock, and Murray. Running the baseline here is Tanner Shuck. Shuck throws it on that left side for Allman. Allman trapped in that corner over there, trying to step through it, and they're going to call a foul on Anderson. They're going to call a foul, and I don't think Pocock touched him, and that's going to be his fifth foul. So he's fouled out of the ball game with 13.7 to go. And Allman wasn't doing a whole lot with the ball. He was trying to draw some contact. I thought Pocock had good defensive position there, that the contact was initiated by the offensive player who had used up his dribble and was pivoting. But they're going to give Pierce Allman two free throws here. And again, I said it in the girls' game, the Islanders will not be able to say that they were homered. So 48-47, Allman with two free throw opportunities to add to the lead, and the free throw is no good. And again, the officials kind of forgot that it was a two shots, and the Grand Island folks are a little upset, so they're going to put time back on the clock here as the free throw was missed, and Allman will have one more shot coming up. So they'll put a little bit more time back on the clock here, I believe. I know I said it, but I can't remember what it was. It's now 13.7 to go, and Pierce Allman will have one more free throw coming up. 48-47. Free throw is up and good for Allman, and now we've got a timeout being taken here by the Islanders. With 13.7 to go, the timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. We'll take it with them, 47-49, a two-point lead for the Islanders. Bearcats with an opportunity to take the lead or tie it when we come back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, a timeout still left here for Grand Island if they need it for anything. 13.7 to go. Down by two. The Bearcats, we'll see who they put out there. It's going to be Murray, Anderson, Waller, Ryan, and Liebarger. Pocock has already fouled out of the ball game, and so has Austin Mishier. So Ryan can run the baseline if he needs to. And with 13.7 to go, let's see what happens here. Anderson will get it in for Ryan. Ryan working against Burnham. Dribbles, hands the ball to Waller. Waller, 9 seconds left. Dribbling, kicks it inside for Mishu. Mishu off glass, a bucket. Not good, but he's fouled and will go to the line with 4.3 to go. They drew that contact, forced the foul, and Wald with his second foul. And to the free throw line is the guy that the Bearcats want there, Austin Murray. 77% free throw shooter. Two free throws here, and it's no good. So we'll see what the Bearcats have to do here. We'll see if they miss this one intentionally and try to get the bucket afterwards, or do you try to get the point? Murray's second free throw on the way, down by two with 4 seconds to go, is good. So the Cats, well, I'm sure, will have to commit an early foul here as the ball's being inbounded here by Shuck, and they'll get it to Allman, and Allman will walk to the other end and shoot two with 3.1 to go. 49-48, Waller picks up his first foul of the ball game. And how is that possible, as tight as they've called this game? Allman shooting two here, and the first one is good. Zach Ryan checking in. Anderson, Liebarger. Up there, free throw was up and good. And a substitution coming in here for the Islanders, Braden Wald, which allows them to set up their defense. That's a pretty heads-up play there by Coach Jeremiah Slough. Anderson, they inbound it. Gives it to Murray. Murray at the half court. Down by three. Will fire the three-pointer off the rim. And no good. Not a bad look, but it was just a little bit short. And that will do it. Bearcats lose two games to their bitter rivals. This one on their home floor when the last second shot is just a little bit short. And the Islanders hold on for a 51-48 win over Kearney High. And again, the Islanders playing very good basketball since the Christmas break. And they pick up another win here at the expense of the Bearcats. So the Islanders now are 8-8 on the year. They have won four in a row and have played very, very well with the exception of their game in North Platte since the Christmas break. Bearcats now are 6-10 on the season. Once again, your final 51-48. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. You may need to see a doctor after the palpitations that were here. Both games thrilling against Grand Island. It took overtime for the Kearney High girls to beat the Lady Islanders 47-44. And then nearly force in the overtime at the buzzer was Austin Murray with a contested three-point shot. He was also trying to get fouled so he could go to the line as well. A couple of free throws by Pierce Almond made it a three-point lead in the final seconds of the game. But Kearney High couldn't quite come back in this one as they fall 51-48. Still a great effort tonight by the Bearcats. Murray with 13 in the game. Arp with 15. Waller with 11. And just a tough game in part because of the foul situation. A couple of starters fouling out of the game here for Kearney High. A lot more trips to the line for the Islanders. They're a lot more aggressive driving in. Grand Island was 16 of 31 from the free throw line. Kearney High shot well from the line but only got there 16 times total. They were 14 of 16 from the line. And Kearney High actually doing a great job rebounding. And unofficially, I had them with a rebounding edge of 28-16, but just couldn't quite shoot well enough tonight to get past the Islanders, who have been playing very good ball here in the last about 6 weeks or so, and Grand Island wins it 51-48. Let's check the numbers here for the Islanders, who will be making their way to Omaha tomorrow as they'll be taking on Omaha North. And leading the way for them was Pierce Allman. He finished with 19 points and a couple of rebounds. Tanner Shuck had 13 points, one rebound. Jay Jeffries with 6 points, three rebounds. Joel Beal had some foul trouble, finished with 6 points, six rebounds, and five block shots. Casey Burnham finished with 4 points in the ball game. And Shay Shoneman stroked in a big three-pointer in that first half. He finished with three in the game as well. We were tied at the end of the first half. We were tied at the end of the third quarter and nearly tied at the end of regulation, but a three-pointer, somewhat desperate three-pointer by Austin Murray fell just a little bit short. It was wide on line, but a little bit short, and Kearney High falls here 51-48. Now for the Islanders, as we for the Bearcats here, as we check the numbers, Ryan Arp with 15 points in the ball game and 11 rebounds. Austin Murray with 13 points, 4 rebounds. Jake Waller finished with 11 points in the game. Peyton Polcock with 9 points, and that's it. Only 4 players scored today for Kearney High. Leading the way was Arp with 15, Murray with 13, Waller with 11, and Peyton Polcock finished with 9 points in the ball game. Unofficially at Kearney High, shooting 16 of 44 from the field. That's about 36%. From three-point range, they were 2 of 17. So they shot only 2 of 17. That's about 11 or 12% from three-point range. So that just not getting it done as they fall here by a final of 51 to 48. Meanwhile, checking those same numbers here for the Islanders, as they were 16 of 35 from the field unofficially. I had them at about 46%. Three-point range, not great. They were 3 of 12 for about 25%. And again, from the free throw line, 16 of 31, so a little bit over 50% here. But the Islanders are able to hold on, hit some free throws down the stretch with Pierce Allman, as those two big free throws made it a three-point ball game. So Kearney High had to put up a very toughly contested three, and your final in this one, 51-48. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show, and hopefully have a chance to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll do that as we continue our post-game show right after this timeout.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats falling here to the Islanders, 51-48. Earlier tonight, the Kearney High girls won in overtime. They got a shot to fall at the buzzer by Kelsey Stitham. She was able to force the overtime, and similar play. Tough play in the early stages of the overtime gave the Bearcats lead, which they never relinquished in the overtime, and Kearney won it 47-44 in girls basketball. Islanders win by 3 in boys basketball, 51-48. In case you missed it earlier tonight on KHAS Radio in the Crossroads Conference semifinals, Grand Island Central Catholic gave St. Cecilia their first loss of the season, 52-51 in overtime. And earlier tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it was Kearney Catholic over McCook, 60-53. So that gets you caught up on some of the scores that we had. Don't forget that tomorrow, Kearney will be back in action as they'll be traveling to Omaha Northwest. Northwest is only 2-11 on the season, so obviously the Bearcats would be a favorite in that game as they travel out to Omaha. And still looking for Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach, as he comes in. Next week we'll have plenty of basketball as we kind of turn things over to the action in the Lou Platte and Fort Kearney conferences. The boys Lou Platte conference will get underway on Monday with a couple of play-in games, Arcadia, Loup City, and Centura on the boys' side, as well as Gibbon and St. Paul. Those games will be on Monday. And then on Tuesday, the Gibbons St. Paul winner will play the Wood River, who's the number two seed. And then Ord will take on Donovan Trumbull on that side of the bracket. Adams Central is the one seed. They'll play the winner of Arcadia, Loup City, and Centura on Tuesday. Ravenna and Kearney Catholic will get together on Tuesday, and that game will be heard on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We'll be in Amherst for basketball on Tuesday, as Amherst will be in action in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. On the girls' side, Arcadia, Loup City, and Gibbon will play on Monday. The winner of that game will play in Centura on Tuesday. Adams Central and St. Paul are the 3 and 6 seeds on that side of the bracket. Kearney Catholic is the one seed on the girls' side. They'll play the winner of Monday's Wood River Donovan Trumbull game at Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. And then Ord and Ravenna will get together on Tuesday as well. In the Fort Kearney Conference girls' tournament, Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Loomis are playing today. The winner of that game will take on Axtell on Monday. They're the one seed. Amherst and Eustace Farnham will get together and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio beginning at 6 o'clock. Amherst is the 4th seed. They'll be taking on 5th seed at Eustace Farnham. 3 seed is Wilcox Hildreth. They'll be taking on Pleasanton in girls basketball on Monday. And on the other side of the bracket is 2nd seed at Elm Creek, who will play the winner of tonight's Elwood-Overton game. They're playing today, and then whoever wins that game will be in Elm Creek on Monday. On the boys' side, Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Loomis are the 8-9 matchup. The winner of that game will be taking on top-seeded Wilcox Hildreth on Tuesday. And also on Tuesday, Elwood will be taking on Elm Creek in a 4-5 matchup. Axtell is the number 3 seed. They'll be taking on 6th seed at Pleasanton at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Also on ESPN Radio on Tuesday, 2nd seed at Amherst will take on the winner of tonight's Overton-Eustace-Farnham game, and that will be the 7:30 game. So it'll be the Amherst boys taking on either Overton and Eustace-Farnham, and we'll also have the Amherst girls at 6 taking on Eustace-Farnham at 6 o'clock. Once again, your final here in boys basketball, Grand Island with a 51-48 win over Kearney High, and spending some extra time in the locker room with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here for the Bearcats, after a hard-fought but tough loss here to the Islanders, 51-48. We're still hoping to have a moment or two of his time. We're going to take one last break here. Hopefully the coach will make it out, and if he does make it, we'll probably have to wrap things up. But players are coming out of the tunnel on that far side, so I'm sure Scott is on his way. So we'll take one last break here, and we'll be talking with Coach Steinbrook when we come back right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Islanders with a 51-48 win over Kearney High. Very tough loss here for the Bearcats, as they actually had a couple of opportunities. They were at the free throw line in the final seconds, down by 2, had 2 free throws, missed the first one, made the second. They then had to commit the foul on Pierce Allman. Allman then went down on the other end of the court, hit both free throws to make it a three-point ball game. That made it 51-48 at that point. Kearney High only had about 3.5 seconds to do something with it. Actually got a fairly good look with a long pass out to Austin Murray at midcourt, and he was able to dribble to the left side, able to shoot a three-pointer, kind of leaning in a little bit. Got it over the top of the defender, had it right on line, and his shot from about 25 feet away ended up just being a little bit short. And so the Islanders hold on in this one, a final of 51-48. And as we mentioned, Bearcats will be back in action tomorrow. They're now 6-10 on the year, but they certainly will be a favorite when they travel to Omaha Northwest tomorrow. Northwest is only 2-11 on the season. Their two wins are against teams that are in that bottom third of teams in Class A. So Omaha Northwest might be getting the brunt of an angry basketball team here from Kearney High, who really played very, very hard but weren't able to step through here and pick up the win or force that overtime at the buzzer as the Islanders win it now, 51-48. Well, we're hoping to be able to talk with Coach Steinbrook, but you know, games like this, you spend a little bit more time in the locker room and hasn't been able to make it out here yet. So we're going to wrap things up here. Once again, the Islanders win the boys' game 51-48 as that three-pointer at the buzzer falls a little bit short. But the Kearney High girls do win in overtime 47-44 over Grand Island. So they split the doubleheader. Both Kearney High teams will be back in action tomorrow when they travel to Omaha Northwest. Once again, our final, it's 51-48. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Kayla Henry, back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.